Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our God Bless California edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the, well, the fastest way is just go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And that's where you'll find the latest reporting on the California fires and what's going on. I'm very grateful that we are connected with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. You know, I tell you that they work 24-7.org, and they're on top of all the animal stuff. Well, they are in great detail monitoring and following the whole fire situation with the animals. And if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook page, you will find their latest reports. One from Friday, one from Saturday. Let's see. The first one posted was what's happening with animals amid worst ever Los Angeles wildfires. And then the one from yesterday, the animal stars of L.A. Fires, from the Delta smelt to the Velveteen Rabbit. So, you know, those might be familiar with you if you've been following the coverage. Anyway, those stories are up on Facebook, so you can get all those details now. If you don't do Facebook, you could go directly to their site, animals24-7.org. And then I'll tell you that, gosh, there's... I always try to have balance. Is there any good news? Well, yeah, there is on Facebook. You scroll down below the fire stuff. The last story I was able to post, and I just love this. You'll see there's an elephant. You'll see the picture of the elephant. And a German circus is using holograms of live animals for a cruelty-free magical experience. And it's very cool. And so I posted, it was like, woohoo, that's excellent good news, because what a great plan to use virtual wild animals in circuses. And this could be done at zoos, too, so we don't have to put the elephants in the zoos and all of that. So anyway, some really good news there. So check that out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and our coverage. And then I'll tell you that once we get the table set here and get the show going, right after we officially start the show, I mean, the first thing I'll have for you is I have a list of safe places you can send your money to help the animals in California in the fires. I mean, because that's one of the biggest problems we have to deal with, is all the scamming that's already begun and is going to get worse and continue. So you got to be real careful you don't fall into a scam and send your money off to someone who is conning you. And so I have those recommendations for you, and I'll give them to you right early this morning, and I will also repeat them when we do current events. So it is, I'm not sure what it is looking outside. It's so gloomy and gray. And oh, and that's the other thing I just got to say. Back in the studio again, you guys, and it's been so long. I've forgotten how to do it. My automatic pilot now applies to when I'm at home on Zoom. So once again, if I'm discombobulated and things are weird, well, you can blame it on the fact that we're in the studio and trying to remember how to do this stuff and that sort of thing. So there you go. Anyway, it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's our healing show. So it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. So that means that Dr. Nels and Linda are here. So let's get everybody on board. And of course, we wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be anything going on. It wasn't for Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And to answer your question about, you know, what's going on with the weather, I got the answer for you. Just ask anybody out of town and they'll know exactly what you mean when you say Seattle.
Yeah, it's true. It's dark, it's gray, it's gloomy, and it's foggy.
Uh-huh.
And it was rain, you know, it's supposed to be being dry today and getting dry, but I'll tell you what. I'm in my raincoat, and it was raining. My house was raining all the way down until I got to Woodinville. And then it stopped, and so it was dry the rest of the drive down, but mm-hmm. It's still raining at my house.
And it definitely looks pretty misty going over there, like there's some rain or something coming down over the Seattle area. So
yeah, and one of the things I love
spitting out there.
One of the things I love about being down here, of course, is the view out our big, lovely picture windows that look west.
But what view?
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, maybe Mercer Island's there, but I don't see Seattle. And, of course, can't see the mountains and all that sort of thing. But on the other hand, compared to what others and our brothers and sisters are dealing with, that's going to be a little emotional as we go through today. I'm very, very grateful for the fog and the rain and the gray and the drizzle and all of that. We are very blessed to be where we are and deal with what we're dealing. And speaking with that, so we have also in her Moodlet studio, Stacy Buck, our call stringer, is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Hey, good morning, Martha.
Oh, it's so good to see
yeah,
you in
happy
person.
New Year.
And happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas is over here. Yeah, so we're still doing Christmas because the last time we were together, Stacy's gifts hadn't arrived yet. So Stacy and Nathan got Christmas today. And anyway, so good to see you and all
year.
Of that. And we're going to try to sneak Stacy in with a report on the Frenchies and get her dogs all taken care of before we go to phone calls today. And then across the table from me is our wonderful best and energy codes gal. That would be Linda Rasmussen is here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha.
And it's so nice to see you and be in person with you. And then on the big screen, he's like our guy behind the curtain. And zooming in all the way from Idaho, that would be Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Good morning, Martha, Linda, Nathan, and Stacy, and everybody else.
All right, so we covered the bases on weather and what's going on here. What's going on over in your neck of the woods?
Well, we've got 2 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh.
It's right at the cusp. It's about 33 degrees and has been for the last 48 hours. It just sits there. And we get little flurries now and then. And so it's kind of gooey, sloppy stuff. But it's there. Mm. It looks like snow.
Ah, okay. Okay. So you've had a little more of winter going on already.
Yeah, just barely.
Okay.
Really,
okay.
This is the first snow of the year. We've had a few dustings, but this is the first snow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is unusual.
Unusual that it's this late that you're getting the first
this
snow?
This late and this light. Yeah, usually, you know, by Christmas we've had a foot of snow and no, it's none of that.
Huh. Interesting. So, and I would say, you know, for our weather here, I mean, we're into January now. It is the 12th. So, I think it's been a pretty mild winter. I mean, I think it has been wetter maybe with rain-wise, but I haven't. Usually, I'll get a sprinkling of snow before you know we see it down in then you know Seattle, Bellevue, the city areas, but haven't seen a hint of any of that. Have had some frosty mornings, but it's been just more wet than anything else. So, Nathan, what do we got coming up for the week? I think we're looking pretty good.
Yeah, actually, don't look outside and let it fool you, because coming up next, over the next few days, actually, we're looking at some a lot of sun breaks and temperatures kind of a little bit more chilly or milder, being around the mid-40s. And other than that, calm winds and overnight lows getting close to freezing, too. Not quite there yet, but the other morning I was getting into my car and noticed as I was using the windshield wipers, it made the sound like it was rubbing against some frost. So some places may be starting to freeze.
Well, that would be my neck of the woods, because I've already been there. We've had some real frosty mornings. Not as many as would, I think, normally be happening, but maybe it'll get down. I mean, you know, haven't even, you have to get down, let's see, 27 degrees and below for hummingbird feeders to freeze. So that's kind of the temperature I'm paying attention to, but, you know, haven't gotten close to that territory. So I haven't had to, you know, do my musical chairs and with hummingbird feeders and so forth. But, I, you know, thinking about it, isn't it often that sometimes winter doesn't come out here till February?
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, we've had some big snows and some, you know, big winter in February. So I don't think we're out of the woods yet, Nathan, are we? We got more weather.
Well, it's getting to those temperatures where if you're driving around late at night, you might want to start exercising your caution for any potential black ice. Because
even if the temperature is
above 32, sometimes a little location could, with all the conditions being just right, start to form ice on the road and cause you to slip.
Yeah, and you get that freezing fog on the road, too, and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you are going to want to pay attention to roads early morning, late at night this week. But it looks like it's going to be a glorious week of sunshine.
Yeah, during the daytime, just mostly sunny skies coming up, too, and temperatures just mid-40s.
Right.
Got to bundle up, but at least it'll be bright out there instead of gray.
All right, then let's be grateful for where we are and the weather we've got going on here, because there, of course, you'd have to be under a rock somewhere if you aren't aware of the absolutely incredible disaster that's going on in California and the wildfires, and it's still burning. The bigger fires are not anywhere close to being contained yet. There's a lot going on. The big red warnings have been reissued because the Santa Ana winds were supposed to pick up today, and apparently they are. So a lot of prayers needed for calming those winds down and supporting all the firefighters and everyone to be able to get things under control. We're gonna do what we can. We've been called. I have some marching orders for us, and not going to promise you it's going to be easy or pleasant, but we're going to do what we can to help energetically at 10 and 11, especially. I've got some special music, and like I said, it's not necessarily going to be easy, but we will contribute what we can, and I'll fill you in on all of that when we get to the end of the first hour, and then we will do it again at the end of the second hour. Again, I will have update and give you the information on where you can safely send your money to help if that's something that you want to do. And we will, as the show continues, like I said, we're going to, before we go to phone calls, because your phone calls drive the show, especially on our healing show, but we generally don't get to phone calls till after 9:30 or so. And today we're going to start, because we've got a lot of people we need to talk to today, I already know that. Well, we'll start with Stacy and the Frenchies, so then she'll be free to answer the phones and all that good stuff. Other than that, not a whole lot to cover, except at some point, we got to remember Dr. Nell's newsletter and affirmation for the month comes out the first Sunday of the month, and another great one this month. I'm doing the affirmation. I don't wonder if you that are already connected, if you are too, but we will, Dr. Nell's will share with us details about his newsletter and the affirmation of the month and all that good stuff. So I think we are in pretty good shape in terms of taking care of what we need to. So how about, do this even before we get to time to take care of our advertisers, we'll officially start the show, and then we'll be free to dive into everything and get going. So if you haven't been here for me to officially start the show before, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for the animals and one for us human animals. And gosh, I think when we're doing these prayers and everything today, let's keep the people and the animals of California, and of course all the firefighters and support and everybody that's working so hard. And gosh, there are a lot of support from our area that's gone down, already down there. There are extra firefighters and support coming all the way down from Canada, coming up from Mexico. I mean, it is truly a magnificent effort going on to help here, but let's keep them all in mind and sending the energy that way. All right, so we start with prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Oh, and by the way, you are welcome to participate in saying the prayers along with me, and then we get to our pile of affirmations that are life-changing, and you can do all that along with me too, but you also can opt out on this one. Alrighty, so here we go. Prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now for us human animals, it is St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, we've got a pile of affirmations all contributed by one member of our animal world family or another, and all have been chosen for their life-altering and potential here. The first one comes from my spiritual family. It was an assignment years ago to me, and it was, you know, do this affirmation, say it three times a day for a week and see what happens. Changed my life. I continue to do it daily, and I know a lot of you do too. And I do these affirmations. I say them out loud three times. And you are welcome to join me. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, now affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out that when she works with one of you human animals on the air and does a little treatment, then she'll follow up with an affirmation to give you that keeps the energy going. Well, that's where this affirmation came from. So many of you started using it, and it had such amazing changing properties for all of you. And heard about it. I started doing it. Changed everything for me. So we have added it here. And when I say abundance in this affirmation, imagine in your mind the type of abundance that you need in your life at this time. All right, here we go. Affirmation number two. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, now, this one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, again, but the Italian division, and the affirmation that I use to keep myself and my animals in balance, especially when we have to go out in the world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Well, okay, I guess I'm adding an extra affirmation here. You know, I turned this show over a long time ago, so I get it, here we go, we're doing this one again. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through California, flows through California, flows through California. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through California, flows through California, flows through California. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through California, flows through California, flows through California. Whew. All right. All right, now here's another one. We'll go for everyone here. This one comes from Natasha Venter, you know, our communicator and medium, psychic gal. And this is the one that I use for me and my animal friends and those of you that use it too. Help keep us in alignment and accepting the energies that are going on. This is going to apply to all of us. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then concluding the last long affirmation here is the Ananda Institute Warriors of Light affirmation. And, of course, we need a lot of light here in this country, in California especially, and all around the world. So let's especially send it south to our friends in California. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world and California with light. Om, peace, amen. All righty, we are good with our affirmations. Now, to conclude this whole ritual, Dr. Nell's contribution in his favorite part to seat this energy, cross your hands over your heart and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Wow. All righty. We are good. And I often think and feel at that point, okay, we're done for today. We can go, but I don't have that feeling today. We got more work to do. We got a lot of healing work to do with everybody that's going to be on the phones with us and their animal friends, plus what we'll be sending south. And, a great message for you. Let's see. I think, though, to keep us on time, We will go ahead and take care of our advertisers right now. Then we will get back and take care of a little business stuff, and I will give you the recommendations for where you can send in case somebody's got to leave and isn't going to be around for when I do current events. I will give you the donation information immediately when we come back. And then we're either going to get to phone calls or we will get on with our list and Dr. Nell's newsletter and all that good stuff. So we are just getting rolling here with Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. So just so you know, you can check him out at his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. And for any of you that aren't up to speed, if you've got his phone number jotted down somewhere, he changed the phone number we've used for like ever. And so he has a new phone number. So jot this down in case you need it. Dr. Nell's new phone number is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. Now, he always does, you know, free telephone evaluation. So if you think you would like his help for you or your animals, you can always go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link, fill it out. Tell him you want to talk. He'll arrange a phone call. If you want to work with him off the air, you do need to join his little private membership group, which gives you a lot of special privileges. It only costs $10. But we're going to need to talk about all of this, Dr. Nels, when we get to your newsletter and affirmation and all of that, because I think you've got the great, you've been doing some free Zoom workshops for members of your group, and don't you got the big one teaching you know, we talk about the Rasmussen reset and how you can learn to reset your own animals, like their nervous systems, like Dr. Nels does. And isn't that workshop coming up pretty soon?
It's coming up this coming Wednesday night.
So yes. This week it is coming up, huh?
Yeah. Okay. If you're not a member and you want to attend it, that's great. But you have to get a hold of me real soon because it takes just a little time to go through the onboarding process as a new member. So jump right on that. Go to my website and hit the contact button or the one that says quick response and just say, hey, I want to join and attend a workshop and we'll get right on it.
Fantastic. And we'll talk about more about that too when we talk about your newsletter and affirmation and all that good stuff. But like I said, if it's Wednesday evening this week, if you want to learn how to do the Rasmussen reset, that is your opportunity, and it's free to group members, and it only costs $10 to join the group. So, and I have taken the class. It's absolutely outstanding, so highly recommend it. All right. Nathan's telling me that we do have a phone call waiting in the wings, but tell you what, I've got things that we need to do before we can go to the phones. And I did want to cover Stacy first, but I'm sure we can get this caller in. But got to get some stuff taken care of here first. Anyway, we do know, I see, in addition to the fire and what's going on with that, I just want to remind you it's kind of taken over everything, but the bird flu is still going on and still an issue. And did hear alerts this week that it has now been, there's been a human case in all 50 states, or that, you know, the bird flu is in all 50 states now. So it is real important that you do pay attention. We learned a lot with COVID and the pandemic, you know, and how to deal with viruses. But so it's important that you understand about the bird flu, and if you have birds at home, you have chickens, you know, city chickens or even country chickens, if you're caring for chickens, you need to be cautious right now. And, you know, when we're talking to Merritt and Beth from Animals 24-7 and the ones that are really following the bird flu and what's going on, you know, they have chickens, two chickens in their yard. But Beth is gloving up and being very cautious and handling just on general principles. So please be sure that you are paying attention and making sure that you protect yourself if you are dealing with birds and so forth. And we now know that the virus is, of course, being picked up by other species, and we've had it in cats and cows and things going on. So, you know, the best way to protect your cat friends is keep them indoors. All righty, so we've got that. We've also, of course, got all the fire going on, and that also has overshadowed a lot. But I'll tell you that, boy, I'm at a point in my life now that I'm fortunate that if something's going on and I want to just check out and focus completely on something, that for a lot of my time, I can do that. And so you need to know that that's where I've been since Tuesday is with you know, California and everyone I know and love there and all the sacred sites and all that sort of thing. But I wanted to be on top of everything. And gosh, even when you're watching the news and especially if you're online places, you've got to be real cautious right now because there's a lot of misinformation out there. And this AI business, my God, that is just really an issue. I don't know about you, but I don't really know how to really tell when something is AI online. And some photographs and some stuff came out this week that absolutely knocked me off my chair. And it had to do with wildlife and the fires and photographs stuff. But when I investigated, it was all AI. Okay. So just a warning. Now, I'll tell you, anything I tell you, I have absolutely verified and I know to be the truth at this point. But be very careful, especially with what you're finding and seeing online. And don't flip your cookies. Check it out. But a lot, if those of you may have seen them, some really horrible wildlife photos of dead animals and all of that. And you need to know that all that stuff was AI. But I'll also tell you right now, it is a time to open your heart and compassion. This big fire business and stuff, it's nobody's fault. It's not California's fault. It's not the governor's fault. It's not the fish's fault. It's not the rabbit's fault. It's not all of that. This was catastrophic Mother Nature. And boy, there's so much to learn and all of that. But right now, it's not the time to go to the dark side. Right now is a time for love and compassion and helping everyone get through this horrible disaster. And, you know, I frankly, Stacey, I don't know why it isn't being talked about, but I haven't heard anybody talking about it. If I was, in this, I'd be talking, I'd be wondering, you know, didn't this just happen on Maui and Lahaina? Now on a smaller scale, because it was confined to the island and Maui, but they went through something very similar like this. And I imagine they've learned some things. And I would be thinking that there could be some learning, and maybe there it is going on behind the scenes. But also, I'm wondering, you know, did you get the same thought that I remember when Lahaina was burning, and that at least it was a one-time thing. You know, the fire came up, it happened, and it was over. Well, it started here. It came up. It's happening. It's still happening. It's not over yet. But I remember when Maui was burning. The thought went through my mind, you know, thinking of what a disaster and all of this and how could it happen? And that thought went through of, oh, well, this wouldn't happen here on the mainland. This couldn't happen. This couldn't happen. This is a major wake-up call. And there's a lot to be learned here. And unfortunately, California is never going to be the same. Life is not going to be the same, and there's a lot of lessons to be learned, and we need to go through that process, but let's do it with love and with compassion. And addressing that, which is my long-winded way of getting to this point, the other thing that I want to honor from this week that was a bit overshadowed is the passing of President Jimmy Carter, a magnificent human being. And talk about an example of humanity. And humility, and what a great life to emulate. And let's keep that in mind. And yes, you know, he passed at 100. There was a wonderful federal funeral, and all of that has been going on. The best thing I got from this was right after the funeral, and I believe it was maybe on Thursday. Anyway, I watched an interview with Jamie Lee Curtis. You're probably familiar with her, the actress, and she's a pretty magnificent human being herself. But that's not the point here. But what she had to say was quite powerful. And when she was asked, what did she learn from, from Jimmy Carter, and what would her message be, and all of that sort of thing, she ended it all with this. The message she learned from him, and this is really good advice, say what you mean. Mean what you say. Just don't say it mean. Isn't that kind of encapsulated? Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Just don't say it mean. And then she finished was, let's all be more like Jimmy Carter. So if you want to, what would Jimmy Carter do? Great little sentence. All right. So let's send the love and the light on, and we will do more. We've got some marching orders that we will I will share with you, and what we're going to do at 10 and 11 to send what we can help to the fire and so forth. All righty then. I think we're good to go, and my plan was to talk to Stacey and the Frenchies first, but Nathan, you're saying you want us to go to phone calls.
Looks like we'll have two in the queue after we get back from our break here.
Okay, well, all right. So that's his subtle way of saying, no, we're not doing either one of those things, Martha. We're taking care of advertisers. Did you all hear that? Okay. All righty, here we go. We are going to take care of advertisers, and then we're bailing on my plan. We're going to the phones. We'll figure out when to do Stacy and the Frenchies at some point. But stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and your phone calls are next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can check them all out on their website, newprosupplements.com. If you can't find supplements in your pet store, you can find them all on Amazon. And our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available and open for taking new clients. And you can see her in person, or she can work with you remotely. But trust me and Linda, it's well worth getting in there into her healing studio and the gong room, the Acutonic forks and chimes. And oh my gosh, what a magnificent experience. And if you haven't heard the sound attunement she did for New Year's, you can go to the Animal World Facebook page and find it there, my personal Facebook page, or you can find it on the Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. You can find it there. You can check out her website at whispering-dragon.com. And if you'd like to schedule something, you can just give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Now, I promised you we'd go to the right to the phones, but I spaced it and I need to do what I say I was going to do. And I've got donation information for you. So for any of you that have to leave, get your pens ready to go. Now, I'm going to give you, there's three places that we know are safe. And the reason we know, I got these recommendations from Merritt Clifton, Merritt and Beth, you know, at animals24-7.org. Because like I say, you know, they know more about animals than anything else. And Merritt says he has known the people that run these organizations. He has known them for 35 years. Okay. These are absolutely viable and sound donation locations. Now, the first one is the Animal Wellness Foundation. Animal Wellness Foundation. And you donate through PayPal. And what the link is that paypal.com/donate. And then I guess you put Animal Wellness Foundation in when you get there. So you do that through PayPal. The second one would be Pasadena Humane Society. And, you know, they are up to their eyeballs and animals and all of that. They can definitely use the help. Now, I have a full email address, which is pretty long, but you can also go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. You'll find it there. But it basically is give.pasadenahumane.org and then specifically /give/54134/#!/donation/checkout. But I think you can get there. If you just go give.pasadenahumane.org, that will get you probably where you need to go. And then the last one would be the SPCA LA. And the website is SPCALA.com/donate. So that's pretty simple. SPCALA.com/donate. All right. So those are the organizations that we know are safe for donation. And I'll give them to you again when we do current events later in the show. So all righty there. We are good. And now we can go to the phones and we will welcome back to Animal World from Snohomish. Sylvia, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me, Dr. Nels, and Linda. Good morning, Sylvia. Sylvia?
Does not seem like we have Sylvia there.
Now, I know that Sylvia has some trouble with her phone because I know sometimes we have issues when I'm talking to her. So that may be the case. Do we need to go on to Roberta?
Yeah, let's go to our next caller, and we'll have Stacy call Sylvia back. And okay.
So we'll get Lucky. Lucky's the Wheaton out in the yard for anybody who's thinking that sounds familiar. So we will definitely get Sylvia back. And but in the meantime, we're going to head over to Montana. And Roberta, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Well, we're all hanging in there. It's a tough week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't know why, because I just called in. I didn't listen. So.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about the fires in California and disaster going on there is what I'm referring to.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So, how are you doing, Roberta?
Well, I'm doing good.
And you got a new puppy on your hands.
I do, and I totally spaced out, or I had conflicts the last 2 months to try and call in. So now I'm trying to get my act together. He's the puppy class was.
What's his name? Remind us of his name.
His name is Tuck.
Tuck, and he's an Australian Shepherd.
Yes, he's a mini. Eight months old now. His birthday
was on the 9th.
Say.
Male, has he been neutered yet?
Nope, not yet. I'm going to wait till at least a year.
Okay. So, and you're calling in, obviously, for a tune-up for Tuck with Dr. Nels. And then...
Tune-up and a little catch-up, and I might have to call you up and get some training advice.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, next week is behavior training and healing questions for me. And, you know, Natasha's here, too, so we can talk in more detail next week. But so how are things going with Tuck? Anything we need to know about?
You know, I think he's good. He's really active. He's finally playing nice with my friend's dog, and they kind of scrap a little over toys, like Frisbee kind of thing. But I think he's figured out she's not taking crap. Initially, she didn't really want to fight back, but yeah, that's getting better. He's just he's so focused on like running over and playing and spending time with them. He's like, I forget my mom is on the end of this leash.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like a little basic obedience training might be in order. You got any classes over there you can join?
Well, I did. I took a 6-week one. Well, it was actually 5 when I could get into it. But the whole time he was there, the other thing is when he sees other dogs, he barks. He wants to go to them. It's not necessarily, I don't think he wants to eat them. But it's like, the whole time I had a death grip on him while we were all separate areas, but he was like, I don't know.
And so
it was frustrating.
This would bring me to one of the banes of my existence, and that's what the heck is going on in basic obedience classes these days? Geez,
right.
I taught him for 20 years. That would never, you know, the first thing we would deal with, first class. Any of the out-of-control dogs would be dealt with immediately and brought under control so that everybody could learn. Okay? So,
right.
5 weeks you're there and you still have a death grip on your dog?
Yeah, when there's other dogs around.
All right, well, let's not get Aunt Martha going any more than that at all.
Okay.
Dr. Nels, we could talk next week, but I'll tell you anyway, I don't get that. How can you go to obedience school for 5 weeks and you're... Never mind. Dr. Nels, were you able to connect with Tuck? It looks like you're working on something.
All right. Hi, Roberta. I'm so glad to get to talk to you and work on Tuck here.
Thank you.
Weather report from north of Flathead Lake. How's it doing over there?
Well, I'm up on the hill just outside of Flathead Lake, and I got 4 to 5 inches about a week and a half ago, and then I got another couple or three a few days ago. We're in full packed snow right now.
All right, okay. So winter is happening in Montana.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, they got higher elevation than us over here in Idaho.
So we got nothing here but rain. Nels has got a little bit of snow, not much. But then we got some real stuff in Montana. So I guess it gets worse as you go east.
You go east.
But are
okay,
you,
well,
are you,
so
you good on Tuck? Yeah.
Yeah, Tuck has his fight or flight system is engaged.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'm getting him reset here. And by the way, Roberta, you might not have heard, but I'm doing a workshop on the Rasmussen Reset, and you could sign up. It's a webinar if you do webinars, and that's this Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So, well, it'd be 8 o'clock for you. So, I highly recommend it. You really need it.
I know I need it. I know, and I'm finding another dog trainer because she just wasn't experienced enough for where he's at right now.
Yeah.
So Wednesday the 15th at, you said, what was your time?
It'll be 8 o'clock on your time, Mountain Time. It's 7 o'clock.
All right. So you should contact Dr. Nels off the air, Roberta, and get signed up for Wednesday evening. Okay. Cause that will be of great benefit.
Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
I will.
And Roberta's already a member, so she doesn't have to sign up.
Right.
For that.
So it's free. Yeah. So how cool is that?
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Nels, you're good with Tuck, and you're still working on him. So, Roberta, would you like a little session with Linda?
Oh, yeah.
Okie dokie. Yeah. So, Linda, you're in charge. Of Roberta.
So, Roberta, I'm going to have you think about a beautiful blue sky, and then I'm going to have you think about the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. All right. Set that aside and focus on the feeling of accurate. And the number one.
Accurate.
Okay.
Yep. Accurate one. Your eyes are closed, looking up and to the left. And you're going to take a nice deep breath into the abdomen and hold it in as long as you comfortably can.
All right, Roberta, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes up to the left side of your forehead. Take in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can. You can release it and replace that breath whenever you need to. Thinking accurate, one. Accurate, one. Accurate, one.
That's perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, tucking the chin, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and letting your thoughts go back to that number one thing. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of accurate. And you're going to think and say that, or say that as much as you can in the next day or two. And you're going to focus on all the ways you are accurate.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. You got all that, Roberta?
Yep. I made notes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty. So we're getting up to the top of the hour, and I've got to explain some stuff before we get to our healing work. So it was good to talk to you, Roberta. I hope you can call in next week and we can go into more detail about the behavior you're dealing with, or you know how to get a hold of me off the air if you need to.
Yeah, and Dr. Nils, do you find anything else, or is he all good?
No, it was basically he needed a fight or flight reset. That was the big deal. Oh, I did do a little bit of work with the vibration of trust. So
okay.
He needed some of that as well.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thanks to all of you, and have a good rest of your day. And I'm sending prayers to California, too.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right.
All right, Roberta. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. We will have more calls after the top of the hour, but right now we've got some marching orders. So you know that the show is very guided, and I do what I'm guided to do. And I have to tell you that this kind of evolved over the week. But as soon as when the fire started on Tuesday, and of course, you know, the big fire started in Palisades and the area. Well, for those of you that are older, like me and Linda and Nels, you may remember them. Stacy, maybe. I don't know. Nathan wasn't around, that's for sure. But in the back of my head the whole week, I had the, y'all remember the song Palisades Park?
Yeah.
Well, it came out in 1962. I was 12 years old, the summer, and it was the year of Seattle's World Fair. Okay. Now, and this song, Palisades Park, sung by Freddie Cannon, and it is one, it captures the magical energy of the Palisades area. It is a magical song. It is so much fun. The energy is so wonderful. Anyway, that was in the back of my head, and my connection to the area. And by the way, I didn't tell you that many of Master Yogananda's sacred sites are down in that Los Angeles area. But I'm very blessed to be able to say that they have all survived. Mount Washington, his home and monastery and the international headquarters, the fire didn't go there. But the Hollywood Chapel is right on Santa Monica Boulevard. Fortunately, that was saved. The biggest and most threatened area was the beautiful Lake Shrine area. The stories are miraculous. The firefighters came. They surrounded it. And they saved it. It is the most spectacularly beautiful and peaceful. And you remember years ago before the pandemic that I went down on a pilgrimage to Los Angeles and all the sacred places? Oh, this is one of the most special. But the temple, the grounds, all the grounds, windmill chapel and the boathouse, they all survived. And the swans and the fish are okay. So all of that is a blessing. But at any rate, I still had Palisades Park in my mind. So by the time I got to Thursday evening, the directions came through, and when I asked what we were to do on the show, and I thought we were going back to love training, but I got, no, we've got a more specific directed homework assignment here. And so what we're going to do, we're actually going to play you the original Freddie Cannon, Palisades Park. And when we do that, now, I had to do this. I've practiced a number of times because when I played the song, when you, it truly encapsulates and emulates the magical energy of the area. And my hope is that we get into that energy, and then we can send that energy down south to California. And what Spirit was explaining to me was that this whole thing is so devastating, and it's just wiped out the area, and the energy's gone. We're going to send them back their energy, but we're not going to send it to them, to the people and animals specifically. What we're doing, if you can get into that magical energy of Pasadena, feel it in this song, we're going to send it to the mass consciousness and the higher selves of the humans and animals there. That way they can bring this energy back in when they're ready to feel it again and to use it for healing and recovery. Now, what I found, though, when I started listening, I immediately was able to find that magical energy, but it didn't last very long. And then the grief came in, and I was devastated. I was crying and crying and crying. And then I said, well, this is what's every, and the information I got, the instructions were, that's okay. If this overwhelms you now, because the important thing to know is we cannot avoid negative emotional energy. You can't bury it. You can't hide it. You can't pretend it's not there. The way you deal with negative emotional energy is that you must feel it and go through it. And it's not necessarily a pleasant experience, but you have to feel it and go through it to get to the other side. So if this song overwhelms you and the tears come, the instructions I got, don't fight it. Let it out. Go into that grief, feel it, and you're going to cry your way through the song because we're going to help them move the grief. We're going to move. We're going to bring whatever the ones of us that are called. We're going to cry. We're going to let it out, and we're going to move the grief. We're going to help them move the grief so that then they can get back to the wonderful energy and the recovery for all of this. So I am going to energize up the Palisades Park music with our energization prayer. And we will see that all going to the higher selves and the mass consciousness of the humans and the animals all around California. So, Nathan, did I explain that well? Do you understand what we're doing? All right. Okay. So here we go. We're going to get the business out of the way first with a promo ad. Then we will do the Palisades Park. And you may do like me. I'll probably be dancing and crying, doing the both. So if you can get up, you can dance in your head or your bed or your chair. You can dance anywhere, but you can also cry anywhere. So let's dance and cry and move the energy to and for all of our beloved family in California. All right, here we go. O Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via Palisades Park. Om, peace, amen. All right, Animal World continues. Phone calls after we send to California and Palisades Park. Come right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.